I'm Katie from Retreat and Rise Up. You may not be in a temperate rainforest in the heart of Cornwall right now, but I invite you to take a couple of minutes out of your busy day to rest in order to rise. To check in, create a little bit of space, to find clarity. Know that many daring, rich ideas have come from taking time out. Really, this practice is time in. Today, we're going to focus on finding our flow. Ways we can become more productive by activating flow state. By assimilating water. Its freedom, its fluidity. We are made of 80% water. We are made to flow through life. If you're ready to come with me, I invite you to find somewhere quiet. Somewhere perhaps away from your desk. Maybe you want to get outside in nature or simply find a comfortable seat somewhere calming. And when you've found your spot, you can start to close down your eyes or keep your gaze soft. Let your spine grow tall, the crown of your head lifts high to the sky. Notice where you want your palms to rest, maybe on your thighs, your belly, your heart. Whatever feels good for you. Simply finding a position where you're able to focus. First, focusing on your breath. Allow yourself to release it. Inhaling through the nose, exhale, sighing out the mouth. Allowing any sounds that want to come out to flow with the breath. Inhaling through the nose, exhaling, letting your jaw hang heavy as you sigh out through the mouth. One last time, deeply sipping in breath all the way up to your collarbones. Whenever you're ready, exhaling, allowing your body to sink deeper into your seat, into the surface below you. Really nice. Continuing to focus on your breath, but this time allowing it to flow naturally, without controlling any part of it. Simply bringing your awareness to the ebb and flow of each and every inhale, each and every exhale. Noticing whether it feels deep or shallow, choppy or smooth like water. Allow yourself this moment to surf on the wave of your breath, however it's showing up in your body today. Flow state is the art of creating the perfect conditions for your brain to drop deep into focused but enjoyable effort. Full absorption. Getting lost in the task at hand. Whether you're surfing, singing, or solving a problem in your business, flow is triggered when you're working on a task that matters to you, that you like, but that are somewhat challenging. Not an open-ended, never-ending task like send emails, but something clear with a finish line, like complete the first draft of the investment deck. Finding flow requires presence. Calming your nervous system down so it can truly focus, undeterred by distractions. Presence is what we're practicing right now as we sit with the breath. We may get momentarily distracted by a passing sound or a passing thought, but see if you can keep bringing yourself back to this moment, back to the breath, allowing it to soothe your nervous system, shifting gears out of fight or flight mode, into rest and digest, preparing you for flow. Now I invite you to imagine yourself standing by a flowing river in your mind. Where are you? In a forest or an urban setting? Notice your surroundings. Clear, steady, this stream moves effortlessly around any obstacles in its path. Never getting stuck, it adjusts. It course corrects. It acknowledges any challenges and it bends to accommodate them. You too are capable of this flow. Moving through tasks with ease, moving toward end goals with an energy of enjoyment, no matter the challenge. Perhaps you now bring to mind one project, one goal you want to find your flow in, something you want to approach with more presence. Then imagine a task you need to achieve in order to move towards this outcome, and give that task a timeline. A day, a week, 45 minutes even. As you think of completing this action in your mind, connect back to your breath. Anchor into the present moment, that tool for calming the nervous system, for creating the right conditions for a state of flow. Now ask yourself, how could you approach this task with the adaptability and effortlessness of that river? Overcoming any obstacles, any distractions in its path. Maybe flow will come from the environment, the space you're completing the work. Maybe you need to switch up your settings. Maybe flow will come from setting a positive intention at the start of the task, reminding yourself that you are capable of doing challenging things. Or perhaps you need to spend some time away from screens, phones, digital distractions. Could flow come from putting pen to paper? going analog for once. You can explore what works for you when you go to complete this task after our time together comes to a close. But for now, you can come back to your breath, to your body, to your surroundings, noticing how you feel and if anything has shifted, welcoming any emotions that arise. Taking a few more breaths for yourself. Thank you for taking this time today to go inward, to pause. I've been Katie from Retreat and Rise Up, brand building retreats held 4 times a year at Kabila, Cornwall, an ancient temperate rainforest where ideas have space to grow. To find out more, you can head to retreatandriseup.com. I hope to see you there soon.